Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you follow recruiting, this is your show. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. Thursdays at 7 after Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, for it must be a Wednesday, as it's always a Wednesday.
Hello.
We're damn near at playoffs, baby.
Did you freeze for a second?
I did.
I heard you drum, and then I realized that you realized that the drumming went over the air, and you were like, wait, what do I do now?
Yeah, well,
there's a microphone in front of me. What?
I'm getting a little excited, Mike, that sometimes, despite as social and talkative as I can be, sometimes I get really excited and I forget to speak.
Well, it's good to be excited. Your team is in the wild card race.
This is true. No thanks to your team.
No thanks to my team. They are a half game back of the Tampa Bay Rays for the second wild card spot. Rays are winning. Indians are losing. So they will be a game and a half back if those scores hold. But what do you guys have? Four games left or three games left?
Four.
So you got time. You got a chance to make that run. Who are you playing last series?
Washington.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, I was going to get into this, so let's not do it now, all right? Okay. Let's, like, waste some time for a little bit.
Well, you said you were excited, so I was just...
Everybody wants to kick me while I'm down.
I'm setting the scene of why Patrick is excited. Don't be mad at me.
What's next? You want to talk about the Wazoo game?
Yeah, I would, actually.
No, that sounds like an awful way to start the show. All right, we'll start there.
Hashtag go Cougs.
All right, we'll start there. The funny thing is, the next morning, I found out that a good solid third of Wazoo Nation did not know we lost that game.
Yeah, because everyone went to sleep, right?
I met some buddies at Ye Olde Restaurant before the Timbers game on Sunday. And
it was also bad.
That was really rough. And my best friend Ryan walks in, and he's got this like really nice thick rain jacket. Like players, coaches might wear this.
Okay.
That's Wazoo. It's crimson and gray. It's got the Wazoo symbol on the front and the Cougars on the back.
So you're thinking, man, good on you for showing support after last night's debacle. I'm proud to call you a friend and a former Wazoo alum.
Not at all. I said, whoa, nice jacket. You got a lot of balls wearing that today. And he goes, yeah, man, go Cougs. And I was like, Ryan, what time did you go to bed last night? He was like, well, I got home at like 10:30, checked on the score, and I fell asleep by about 10:45. I was like, uh-oh. Hey, dude, we lost. He goes, what? No, we didn't. I go, yeah, man, we lost 67-63.
Yeah.
He goes, no way.
Give up 50 points in, what, 19 minutes or something?
I go, oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. That after dark, man. We've seen it here with the Hot Corner.
After dark,
gets wild
things
after
get
dark.
Weird.
Things get weird after
things
dark.
Things get strange.
I know. We didn't watch because we were watching our game, but we saw that Colorado beat Arizona State. We were like, can't mess with after dark, man. Anything can happen. Thank God we're up 32 right now.
A half hour later. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Please stop.
I know.
Stop turning the ball over.
Por qué? Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Pretty bad.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. It just happens to Washington State a lot more.
This is why we don't win the North. Because it's like UW looks a little down.
Losing to Cal.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Cal. They might lose to like Oregon or Utah or SC. You know, whatever.
People thought they could lose to BYU. They didn't. They kicked their ass.
And then we'll go into the Apple Cup. Wazoo will have one conference loss. UW will have two conference losses. And then they'll smack us and go to the North.
Like always.
It's like, wait, but they already lost two conference games. Yeah, but they just smoked you.
Yeah, they did.
And that's your second. Yeah, man. It's not bueno. It's not bueno.
Look, I want to say I'm sorry, but you understand how this feels more than most college football fans. So.
Nobody knows like we know.
Nope.
Nobody does.
That was as Cougan it goes right there.
Right, and I know there's much people that it's like, oh, yeah, you Clemson it? And it's like, what, win two titles? Like, I don't know what you're talking about here. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad at some point, but, you know, this is the reason why I drink myself to sleep every night.
Just that?
I was taught it at Wazoo, so, I mean, technically it all comes full circle. Yeah, man.
Football and sport. I'll say sports because it's not just football. Football and sports can be a really, really cruel mistress.
I know. I think football is a little more rough because, like, as I sit here, and Indians are clawing back in this game. You know, it's bottom of six. Biebs is still on the mound. It's 5-3. You know, got a chance. You know, but if, you know, there's a good chance the Indians don't make the playoffs. We'll get to the American League wild card. That's basically where I want to start today's show. We'll get there in a minute. But it's like if the Indians don't make the playoffs, you're like, ah, dang it. But when Wazoo loses to UCLA, you're like, I'm missing part of my soul.
I want to die.
Yeah, like I can't face the public. I ran into my buddy today who is from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Okay. He's from there.
That's the home of Oklahoma State for those who are unaware of geography.
Die hard Cowboy. Die hard OK State.
Okay.
Okay, loves the team. Huge gambler. Probably the biggest gambler I know. I saw him at a place as I was on my way out, and I looked at him, and I said, hey, Cam. He said, hey, man. And I said, don't. He goes, I wasn't. You notice I didn't text you? And I said, thanks, man, because everyone else did.
Did you notice I didn't text you?
I also appreciate that. Those are my real friends.
I also didn't respond to the bait that Joe sent, because Joe, who's not here tonight, sent a text to the two of us in the little group chat, hashtag GoCougs ? And I forget what you said, but I think you said, like, I want to kill you.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said, but I was like, you know what, you? I'm done with you.
I just saw that and went back away slowly from the phone. Do not respond.
The entire fourth quarter, I'm at a watch party with, you know, a bunch of alumni, and we're having a grand old time. And my phone for the whole fourth quarter is just blowing up. My boss, hey, man, what are you guys doing? And he's an Oregon guy. So he's like kind of secretly loving it, but he knows how passionate I am about my alma mater. And he's like, hey, what's going on, guys? Figure this out. And I'm just like, I can't even respond to that. And then people are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I had that same experience a couple of weeks ago when Syracuse was losing to Maryland and lost by like 70 points in that game. Every 5 minutes, my phone buzzed, and it was someone else saying, what the hell? What's going on with your team? And I'm sitting there like crying.
I also don't think I text you on that.
Ooh, I can go back and look.
I don't think I did.
I don't know if you did.
I don't think I did.
I'll check.
I've got a buddy.
I'll check in the break so I can concentrate on the show. That's probably a better decision.
I've got a buddy who's a Michigan fan. I woke up near the end of the first half, and was like, ooh, don't text him. So I text my buddy who went to Wisconsin.
There you go.
I was like, what up, dude? I'm just waking up. Kill it.
I do think that
West Coast, Best Coast.
I think there's something. West Coast, Best Coast. I do think there's something that some people enjoy knowing that text is going to drive the spike further.
Oh, I know.
They like the fact that three-word text message is going to slowly crush that person's soul, even if they're friends with them, and even if they don't really want to crush their soul, they want to crush their soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's something in that.
I know. And we're going to go to Utah this weekend, and we're going to win by, like, 13, and it's going to drive me absolutely nuts. It was funny. We're in the, it was like the second quarter, maybe the early third quarter, and we were up kind of big. I turned to my buddy. We went to school together, and, you know, we're big football guys, and we're, you know, especially big Wazoo guys, and we're watching the game, and we're making silly mistakes on defense. And we're like, see, this is why we're not going to beat Utah. This is why Oregon might beat us. This is why we're going to lose the Apple Cup, but at least we're okay today. And then as UCLA starts coming back, we're just the silent, like, look over to your buddy.
Head down.
Eye roll, head down, and you're just like, yeah. Yeah, man.
You did not text me.
We suck. I didn't. Nice. See? Friends.
September 7th. No text from Patrick Harris.
Boom. Boom.
Also didn't respond to my text from 9-6, so.
What was that?
I was talking about the Instagram page.
Oh.
You did it, but you didn't respond.
And I was like,
Okay.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a heavy baseball show for you tonight. That'll do it for us football things, as it is damn near playoff time. So we got a lot of that in store for you today. We'll have Fair or Foul at 8:30. As always, I got story time with Uncle Patrick at 7:45 today, which should be a fun one. Something just cool that came across that I don't know how great of a story it is, but I don't know. I thought it was something kind of cool of historical reference, which I thought was kind of fun. Heavy on the wild card today. Division leaders as the season will wrap up. We'll have the American League wild card game finishing up as we go on the air next week. So we got a lot of baseball to get to. You can always text the Better You Today text line at 55305. That bad boy lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. You can also find us on social media. You can find Mike at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. You can find me at PDD085 on Instagram. There's also this fun little podcast Mike and I like to do about beer. You can catch that. Beers on Us is the Instagram handle. You can also download that wherever you get your podcasts: iTunes, Google Play, Radio.com, 1080thefan.com, Stitcher, Omni, blah, 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 blah. When we come back, I think it's fair to, as there's some pretty important games on right now, we'll jump right into a heavy-hitting three-team race with two spots available. The American League Wild Card is where we start today on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.717 here. This is the Hot Corner. We do this bad boy every single Wednesday night. Beers on Us drops tomorrow. Keeping up with the fresh hop additions. We'll stick in getting into this. It's funny because, you know, and this might derail things a little bit, you know, but we got some time built in to talk about a lot of stuff.
We do have a 2-hour show.
We do have a 2-hour show. And if I pull back the curtain a little bit, there's so much going on that I didn't really build the show as if I normally would. Like, normally in my mind, I'm like, okay, 15 we'll do this, 30 we'll do that, 45 we'll do blah, da, 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 da. But there's so much going on that it was kind of like, let's just see where conversation takes us.
Okay.
I was thinking earlier today about how kind of in baseball, there's actually not that much parity this year. You know, in each league, there's about 6 teams that are good. You know, a little over 10 teams overall.
Almost all the teams you thought were going to be good were good.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
There's maybe only 5 legitimate World Series contenders, if that.
Yep.
You know, so I was kind of thinking, man, baseball's kind of down this year. But this wild card situation going on right now is kind of quite interesting.
Well, kind of a two-parted setup you have for me there. I'll start with the first one. Is we talked about this year saying that we weren't sure how much parity there would be because the top was just so loaded, right? I mean, when we previewed the season, the American League was Astros, Yankees, and, well, we said Indians, but, you know, the Twins kind of surpassed them in that realm. But,
right, surprised us. But, well, not surprised us, but played really well.
Surprised me, to be honest with you. But, you know, if you want to include them in that list, sure. National League, we said Dodgers. We said the Braves would be really good. We also said the Phillies would be good. They disappointed us. Said the Cubs, probably they disappointed us. But generally, the predictions we made at the beginning of the year held true to this point. All of those teams that disappointed us were in the playoff hunt or are currently in the playoff hunt, like looking at your team, the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of said this is going to be a weird year because there's so many teams that are going the route of the tank and rebuild. So parity might not be the exact same thing that we've seen in the past. Now, that doesn't mean that in the playoffs parity won't exist. We've seen this in the past where a team in the wild card who has less than 90 wins wins the World Series. It just happens. It's
we
the
have
playoffs.
Seen it. Anything Kansas City happen. Royals staring at you.
Cardinals did it too.
Cardinals staring at you.
Midwest teams. Maybe it's a Midwest team that does it. Boy, Milwaukee Brewers looking at you.
Boy, not to jump ahead, but I do not want to play the Cardinals.
But yeah, so I think we kind of knew this would happen. And to see it play out was less fun than we thought because it really led to a ton of uneven mismatched matchups during the year. You know, both of us being fans of teams and in playoff contention, it's still fun to watch your team play well and go through the season and all that kind of stuff. But it makes that random game a little bit less interesting.
Right.
So the parity is what we kind of expected, which just sucks, you know, because that's not what we're used to in baseball. But maybe in this new day and age of baseball with teams tanking, or maybe it'll only be a short blip because there'll be a couple of teams who reset. And then all of a sudden, no one's tanking because everyone's reset the way they want to reset. And maybe we'll have a lot more parity again. But for now, I think we have to kind of live with this and enjoy the playoffs for what they will be, which is all the best teams for the most part getting into the tournament.
Well, I wonder, you know, we talk parity in sports all the time, but, you know, baseball is always such a different beast when it comes to a lot of kind of your social norms of sports, whether it be parity or salaries or small market versus big market, all those kind of cliches. We lump into what we see a lot with, I mean, I would, you know, number one culprit be the NFL. I wonder, is this a bad thing that we went into baseball this year knowing Dodgers going to be good, Astros going to be good, Yanks going to be good. Okay, the Cubs and Red Sox probably disappointed us, but the Nationals came through, you know, the Twins come through. Cardinals come through. We definitely weren't very high on them in the beginning of the year. Is this a bad thing that the teams that are still in it and the, you know, the four or five legitimate World Series contenders are the same ones we thought? Is that a bad thing?
I think it's only bad because it made the end of the season a little bit less interesting. And it's kind of to your second point from the original statement you made was it's interesting right now in the wild card. Well, in one wild card, and it's interesting in one division. So there are a couple of races that are kind of fun and interesting to watch right now, but generally, there's no intrigue at this time of the year outside of playoff seeding, right?
Yeah.
You know, best record in baseball is up for grabs between the three teams, Astros, Yankees, Dodgers. Looks like the Astros are in the driver's seat for sure to get that.
But also because, you know, the Yankees might not really be going for it.
Well, I think everyone wants, I mean, you want home field advantage.
For sure.
But you also want
to. But you're not going to kill yourself to get it.
You want to balance keeping your guys healthy and setting up the playoff rotation and all that kind of stuff. So I think in that sense, it's bad because it made the races boring, right? I mean, how many division winners have clinched already and are clinched even before the end last week of the season?
Yeah, almost all of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Brewers clinched their playoff spot today. The Twins are one game away from clinching. That's the close. Well, I guess the Cardinals.
Twins win, Indians lose, Twins have the division today.
If the Indians lose this game, the Twins win the division.
Okay, did they win?
Yes, they
okay,
won.
Okay, I haven't looked at the final scores.
So that makes it boring. But I think the most eyeballs on the sport and the most exciting time in the sport is the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And if all of those teams did well and they're all really, really good, then I want to see those matchups. And I know a lot of people don't like the same old in the playoffs, and I'm one of them who doesn't like it very much, but if you're going to get the best of the best to play each other and it's not a repeat too often, then I'm fine with it, right? If I see Astros-Dodgers again in the World Series, sure, that'll be a great series, but I'm also kind of like, okay, I get it. We've seen it before.
Yeah, you as the baseball fan, you're like, ooh, two really good teams. You know, I want to watch good baseball in a World Series. But yeah, as a fan, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, it's on.
Same old. It's like the Warriors-Cavs thing, right? Or Warriors versus LeBron. The first few years, it was like, oh, this is cool. It's the two best teams. And after a while, you're like, okay, I get it. It's the regular. What's the regular season for? I know who the finals are going to be, and it's kind of boring. I'm worried baseball might trend in that direction if too many teams stay as bad as they were this year, because there were a lot of bad teams in baseball this year. And hopefully they can rebuild quickly enough to where that stops. But yeah, so it's good and bad.
Well, that's,
I guess, the simple way to put it.
Yeah. You kind of alluded to the next point. I mean, like, do we foresee this in the near future, in the long-term future? Or do we believe teams like the Phillies, the Cubs, who kind of fell off near the end, the Mets, not to just stay in the National
League. Full-fledged collapse.
Yeah, not just stay in the National League, but do we see them actually coming around, the Padres coming around, just to use the National League as an example, do we see them actually changing the tide next year, or do we expect, not to already discount this year, but do we foresee this for the next couple of years? Because I'm a little worried as you talk right now, because I was really optimistic, but like listening to you, I'm kind of thinking, ooh, maybe Mike has a point. Like maybe this is kind of the next 2 years.
Well, I think the thing that's a saving grace for this is that there are a lot of teams that were around 500 this year who were not bad, right? And that includes the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I think the Phillies have the roster and have, with a couple of tweaks maybe to their pitching staff or their bullpen, have maybe some better luck with health, can certainly bounce back to make the playoffs. That would be an interesting team in the playoffs, right?
Cubs have a good roster.
Right. Although the Cubs are talking about firing Joe Maddon, which we talked about last week. I don't think that's a good decision, but whatever, that's going to happen. So you'll see some changes with the Cubs most likely. I mean, the Diamondbacks are above 500, right? Mm-hmm.
Where'd the Rockies go?
Well, the Rockies are terrible. I mean, they are terrible.
Yeah, like, where'd you go? What happened?
Where did you go? I miss you so. Yeah, it's a little Dido for you right there. Rockies have no pitching. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that they literally have no pitching. Their hitting is great. But there are teams, I think, that are close enough that'll make it interesting next year. But the Pirates stink, right? The Marlins stink.
Oh, yeah.
The Mariners stink.
Hot garbage.
The Tigers stink.
Hot garbage.
The Orioles stink.
Hotter garbage.
And the Royals stink.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays stink this year, but I think the Blue Jays are trending in the right direction.
Well,
so my hope is that more teams are doing a Blue Jays, mm-hmm. where they got some exciting players coming up, or maybe they're drafting that exciting player. Maybe that's Adley Rutschman for the Orioles this last year, and they're going to have
like
another high pick.
I think the Padres are probably kind of around that area.
They're firing Andy Green.
Yeah,
so
because they're idiots.
They're going to have a managerial change, so that's not going to work out. But those teams, as long as they're going the route of the Blue Jays, who I think are doing a very good job of this rebuild, and it's kind of a quick rebuild for them as well, I think we'll be fine with maybe 1 or 2 years of this. But, I mean, not all these teams have great management. So if they're stuck in this perpetual cycle of suck, then, yeah, we're going to kind of get this for a couple of years.
Right, and I think you mentioned it, like the majority of the teams that you were like, this team could be good, you know, and I chirped in on a couple. These teams could be good. They're all in the National League. I'm really worried about the American League.
Well, for the American League.
Just because it's like Yanks are set up, Astros are set up, the Indians window is kind of closing. It's tough to make a call on the Twins just because
the Twins window might be opening.
Yeah, you kind of don't really know what's going on with that.
Oakland will always Oakland, so
Oakland will always Oakland. And Tampa is, I would lump in with Oakland in the sense of they're just going to do Tampa.
Don't forget the Red Sox. I mean, this year was really bad for them, but
oh, you think their starting pitching is going to get better next year?
No, I don't. But I don't think the Red Sox are going to let what happened this year happen again if they can help it.
I guess part of me, negative Nancy, is just concerned that the American League is kind of set for a little bit.
Well, it might be, but that doesn't mean that other teams can't throw a wrench in some plans and make it a little bit more competitive in the regular season. Like, I think the White Sox are close.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say the White Sox.
Tim Anderson's probably going to win the AL batting title this year, which is pretty crazy.
Get it, kid.
You saw Lucas Giolito have an amazing comeback season after he's been terrible his entire career. You've seen some flashes there. Yoan Moncada actually hit really well this year. He's been an impact player for them despite some injuries.
Dylan Cease has been a struggle, but he's got enough innings in him that maybe next year he'll feel a little more comfortable.
I always like to throw the Angels into the race because you have Mike Trout.
If
they can stay healthy, and I think if they get a little bit more starting pitching, then they can be. Well, yeah, they can be a little bit more in the race as well. So, I mean, the National League's in a better situation for parity, but the American League, it's not out of it, you know. But the National League has one elite team, and that's the Dodgers.
Right.
The American League has two elite teams,
mm-hmm.
and the third is really good as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of where it's a little bit tough. Whereas the National League, the Braves are really good as well. They're in that same tier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling them elite yet, but, you know, the Phillies can kind of rise up there. Maybe the Mets, too. Look, the Mets turned it around this year, so.
Yeah, all right. Well, you mentioned the American League, and that's kind of where I want to start, as the Indians are playing the White Sox right now, the Rays are playing the Yankees right now, and the A's are playing the Angels right now. That's a three-team race. Let's dive into that next. But first, there's Mike with sports.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
Mike Lynch here with your Sports Center update. First on the Fan, just baseball for you on the hot corner. We'll keep you updated on the things of note. That includes the National League Central race, which all of a sudden is a thing. The Brewers clinched the playoffs today in their win over the Reds, 9-2, the final score there. That comes after earlier today, the Cardinals fell to the Diamondbacks 9-7, despite a ninth inning rally attempt from St. Louis. That means Milwaukee's just a game and a half back in the NL Central for first place in that division. The other race of importance is the AL wild card race. The Rays wrapped up a 4-0 win over the Yankees today, finishing a quick two-game sweep of New York. That currently puts them at one full game up over the Indians in the wild card. The Indians are losing to the White Sox 5-3 in the seventh inning right now. So if they lose that game, they'll be a game and a half back of Tampa for that second wild card spot. Oakland holding the first wild card spot at the moment. Other games today that went final. Twins magic number moves to 1, and they'll clinch the AL Central if the Indians wind up losing this game. They beat the Tigers 5-1. Nats over Phils 5-2. Cubs fall to the Pirates 4-2 as their free fall continues. Blue Jays 3, Orioles 2. Mets beat the Marlins big 10-3. In action right now, Red Sox up 8-3 on the Rangers. That's in the 8th inning. Braves up 5-2 on KC in the 6th. Rockies, Giants, A's, Angels scoreless. And the Dodgers have an early 2-0 lead over the Padres in the bottom of the 1st. Jock Peterson, a solo homer. Also, the Astros, an early 2-0 lead on the Mariners in the top of the 2nd inning. Jordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman RBI doubles as the Astros will look to, I think it's going to be a 2.5 game lead for the best record in baseball and home field throughout. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Mike Lynch, the 1080 The Fan Sports Desk, Portland sports leader.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Story time with Uncle Patrick coming up next. Fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining us this week. We get a little 7-9 instead of our normal 8-10 during Ducks football season.
Yeah, so it's thank nice you, to kind Oregon. Of come back to the original time.
Thank you, Oregon, for taking a week off.
Yes, thank you for having your scheduled bye week and not having the coach's show. Appreciate it.
It is still hot corner after dark, so we're happy.
I'm going to enjoy getting home at 9:30 tonight.
I know. I'm happy for you, Michael. Hardest working person here.
You're like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the bar.
Yeah, I'm totally going to do that. But I am proud of you. Not proud. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, Mike.
I'm proud that you can drive home and go enjoy an evening at home.
Oh, man. Well, here we are. The American League. The wild card race.
Yes.
Looks fun.
Yes.
Terry Francona. The other night I was reading, you know.
Sorry I did that.
As an Indians fan, if you're just tuning in the show, I am a diehard Indians fan. If you're not tuning into the show, I'm sorry for talking about the Indians. I promise there's something real behind this. But it was Sunday as the Indians were getting ready to go on a road trip to Chicago. And they've got the Nationals after that in D.C. Terry Francona said, pack your bags for 10 days. Because that's what this could be.
Right.
We're going to Chicago for 3 days. Then we're going to go to D.C. for 3 days. We might play 163 against the Rays or the A's. And then we might go on the road to play the wild card game. And then we're off to the Houston. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just the kind of idea of like the mentality. And then my buddy who's a Rays fan said Kevin Cash basically did the same thing. Hey, guys, when we leave this, pack your bags. Because we're going to go to Toronto for 3 games. And then we might have to play 163. Might have to go on the road for a wild card game. And then we might have to go to Houston. So I love that right now we have 3 teams, all small market teams, grinding out style of baseball. Well managed, in my opinion. Very well managed. Maybe the best managed teams in the American League are saying, buckle up, guys. We're in a fight.
What I really hope, and this is something that we didn't really get last year. So, you know, the MLB did the same thing that a lot of soccer leagues do. And actually, a lot of leagues are starting to do this now. We're on the final day of the season. They put every single game at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that, A, you can't.
Can't scoreboard watch.
Well, no, A, you can't match fix.
that's true.
That's more into soccer. But B, you can't scoreboard watch. And C, if you clinch before you play, you can't just rest all your players. Every single game matters. I hope that on Sunday this weekend, although it will be countering the NFL on Sunday, which is obviously going to be a behemoth in itself.
Right.
I hope that on Sunday there are multiple games that matter at the exact same time. Because I'm pretty sure last year, if I remember correctly, we were robbed of that. None of the Sunday games mattered at all. I think that on Saturday last year or Friday last year of the end of the season, we knew what the playoffs were. We might not have known the exact seeding, but we knew the teams that were in the playoffs. Maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't know if I'm trying to remember. I know 1 year we had a game 163, but I can't remember exactly which year it was. I remember just being disappointed that it wasn't going to be exactly the same as I wanted it to be. So I hope that we get I hope that Rays, Blue Jays, and the Nationals, Indians, and the A's, I don't even know who the A's are playing, and the
Mariners.
A's Mariners are all important on Sunday for the exact same first pitch so that you can kind of bounce around from all the games and follow and see what's going on. That would be so much fun.
It's going to be A's Mariners, Tanner Roark on the mound for the A's, Rays, Blue Jays, TBD on the Rays, but the Blue Jays are throwing Clay Buchholz, so if you're a Rays fan, you're like, whoa!
I think I saw Blake Snell would be the guy in that game if needed.
And Indians are going to throw Clevenger, which makes sense because they'd hold on to Bieber, who pitched tonight to do 163. I wouldn't be shocked, depending on how things lay out, if they lay off Clev to do Clev 163 and Bieber wild card game. We'll see. Who knows?
I'd also like to see in the National League the Cardinals and Brewers have a little bit of a go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals play the Cubs again to wrap up the year, so it'd be interesting to see that those two teams go at it if the Brewers can get close enough to kind of challenge for the NL Central.
Brewers will be playing the Rockies on the road. I think probably one of the biggest games to watch. I mean, Cubs-Cardinals, you could argue would be a big game, but the Cubs are pretty much, I expect them to kind of shut it down.
Well, they just lost to the Pirates today. They're done.
The game that might really kind of determine a lot is Indians at Nationals.
I'm sure as an Indians fan, you're hating that you're playing the Nationals.
I know. I looked at it like 2 months ago, and I was like, the Nats? Yeah, baby, we good. Now it's like, now I want, once Christian Yelich went down, I was like, oh, no, the Brewers are hosed. Oh, they're winning without him. Wait, stop winning. Stop. No. So that might be a game that decides a lot.
Yeah, because the Nationals are only one game up on the Brewers.
Exactly.
And
they'll want to be at home.
And they're not gonna rest their players. They're going to be setting up their starting staff. So you might not get their best starter. You might not be getting Max Scherzer that day, but you'll still be getting, I don't know, Corbin or Strasburg or something.
Oh, my God. My team is so bad. What if the Nationals?
Where did that come from?
What if the Nationals went to the World Series?
They could. They got a good staff.
They get rid of Bryce.
Well, they have a good starting staff. Their bullpen's still not great.
Did you see them give Bryce Harper a standing ovation the other night when he struck out?
But then didn't he homer off him too?
Yes. Yeah. Nats fans are like, I'm confused. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
What do I do?
Anyway, I'm really excited. I don't know how this American League thing is going to shape up because they're all, in theory, playing teams they should beat. You know, the A's should beat the Mariners, should sweep them. The Rays should sweep the Blue Jays. But, I mean, I also thought the Indians should sweep the White Sox.
Yeah, these teams are not going down light. I mean, they're obvious looking, but it's baseball. And teams love playing spoiler. And guess who you don't want to play right now? The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are exciting and young.
They're kids that are like, we don't have to go to the playoffs. Cool, I'm going to swing for the fences.
Right.
You think Vlad Jr. doesn't want to hit a 500-foot bomb tomorrow?
And they're going to be in Toronto. So it's...
Yeah.
Nothing is ever certain at this point in the year. So that's my hope, though, is that we get a ton of games that matter that day so that it actually makes that the strategy of starting all the games at the same time interesting.
This boils down, Mike. I'm going to make you choose right now because the next time we're on the air will be at the end of the American League wildcard game. No matter if there's a 163 or not, it'll all be decided by the time we're on the show again next week.
Oh, God. I forgot that it could be your team on the air again.
At least I'm not playing the Yankees.
That was a very interesting show.
Yeah, I was worthless. So thanks for carrying that. How's your back feel?
Oh, it's a couple years ago. I'm fine.
you're fully rested now?
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to see Oliver Perez on the mound again, I'm good.
Is he pitching right now?
No, he was.
Oh.
And there's runners on first and third.
Is he like 55 years old
yes,
now?
Something. But gun to your head, Mike, what do you expect? How does it go down at the end?
I expect it to be A's, Rays. And I think the Cardinals will hold off and win the NL Central. So it'll be Nats, Brewers. And I think the Nats will probably host. 'Cause I guess the way I look at it is if the Nats are playing the Indians and I think the Rays are going to be in it, then the Indians lose a game or two to the Nats, which keeps them ahead of the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I see it going.
I actually see game 163 on Monday. I think 163 on Monday, Indians at Rays. I think Rays win that game. I'm with you on Brewers, Nats, and I think A's beat Rays.
Oh, you're saying, so who wins?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's just how I see it shaping up. I have to say who wins because I think there's going to be a game 163.
Yeah.
I think these three teams in the American League are so evenly matched that there's no way it just goes down because someone lost on Sunday. You know what I mean? I just don't see that.
The Rays are playing with a little bit of magic right now.
Plus, I believe in baseball too much. Like, give me something extra.
The Rays have walked off like four of their last five wins. So there's a little something magical going on in Tampa right now, which is cool. And that to me is a little enough to think that I think Tampa will win whoever they play in the AL wildcard game, even if they have to go to Oakland.
You believe Tampa?
Yeah. They've been walking off left and right. They got something.
They got something.
G-Man Choi. Multiple walk-off hits. Come on.
Oof. Oof. You know, the Yankees have more people they pay on the DL than the actual roster of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Is that true now?
Yeah.
Most players are healthy.
Well, I guess Giancarlo's back.
Yeah.
Giancarlo's
Severino's back.
Real quick before we go to break, on the Better You Today text line, A's versus Brewers World Series would be cool. Incorrect. We would love it. Major League Baseball would absolutely hate it.
And the general public would hate it.
Would absolutely hate it.
Yes.
Although I'm down to watch like really boring, slow, small ball. Like, I'd love it.
I'm just down to watch the World Series. I don't care.
I just don't want Ryan Braun in a World Series. If Christian Yelich isn't playing, I don't want Ryan Braun.
I had this thought the other day. I think it was yesterday. That would qualify as the other day. That we were so hyped about baseball being back, right? And it was such an exciting moment. We have three or four games left, depending on what team you root for.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, the regular season's almost over. Now we got the playoffs, and that's exciting, but it's almost over. We were so excited and loved every second of the first 2 months, and the season's over already. That's how quick it went.
Right.
How sad is that?
Tyler Clipper just gave up a 3-run bomb to somebody I've never heard of. Sox lead 8-3 over the Indians, bottom of the seventh.
So that's going to be a game and a half back.
I hate Tyler Clipper.
Me too.
So that's,
does anybody like Tyler Clipper?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. And it's like a note, like he kind of watched it for a minute.
This is a good sign for you if the Indians make the wild card game, because you're just like, I don't know. Mid-segment just stops talking and just stares into the distance.
Derp, 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 derp. Okay, when we come back, story time with Uncle Patrick. I got a cool one on this. Okay. I promise it's cool. It's not that wild, but I'd never heard of it, and it popped up on some things that I look at today. So we'll get into that next. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. All right, story time here. I do this every once in a while. Try not to bore you guys too much, but I am a big fan of the history of baseball.
I don't think this is boring at all. So.
Oh, you don't? Awesome. No. Well, then I'm going to break your heart, Mike, and tell you that our story takes us to Boston, Massachusetts this week.
Okay.
And I try so hard to not do these stories so much about Yankees and Red Sox, but I mean, they got so much history and so many just studs that blow my mind.
Also just kind of legendary stories.
Yeah, exactly. And this one, we go to 1946 in the great state of Massachusetts.
You're not going to break my heart too hard for something that was 50 years before I was born.
And we're going to talk about Teddy Baseball. Okay? Teddy Ball Game. Okay? They played the Detroit Tigers June 8th, June 9th going into this. Long story short, Ted Williams was batting 341 going into the series. He went 2-for-4 and 1-for-3 in the doubleheader on the ninth and lifted his average to 345. He hit two home runs, scored three times, and picked up three walks. Okay? Not shocking. Ted Williams.
Sounds like a today line. Walks and home runs.
Yeah. Phenomenal hitter that is Ted Williams, except for he didn't strike out every other time.
Right.
That would be the perfect today.
Right.
But what really excited me about this was a couple things. One, Ted Williams said as he had kind of felt like he wasn't really dialed in yet, he said, wait until the weather warms up and then I'll really start hitting. He said this in May and then come to June. you know, I'm just, you know, batting them easily 345. I guess I am Ted Williams, you know. If I'm not batting 380, then it's kind of a down year. So he's talking about heating up, and they're going into this, quote, big series against the Detroit Tigers, who are the reigning World Series champions at the time. The Red Sox have a 14-game lead on the Tigers at this point in June. But that is not what I want to get to. What I want to get to is on this day, Ted Williams hit a home run. Hit a home run into right field, which initially was clocked at 450 feet. They went back and looked at a bunch of this, and this ball landed from home plate to a seat 33 rows past the fence. Quote from this article I'm looking at, next to the aisle dividing the first and second sections behind the home bullpen. It then hit a fan in the head. This is Fenway.
So behind the bullpen, in between section one and two.
33 rows.
Behind the bullpen.
Behind the bullpen.
Okay.
It then hit a fan and bounced another 12 rows past that.
Hit him in the head?
Hit him in the head. And then bounced 12 more rows past that. They eventually went back and looked at it and said the ball went 502 feet. The fan that was sitting in that seat is now red. Okay. It is a random red seat in the middle of all of these green seats.
I've always noticed that seat, like when they show, when they pan on MLB Network when it's the ballpark cam during the day.
Oh, like during BP or before the fans get in?
I've always noticed that there was a random red seat out there, and I never knew what it was. So that's the seat the fan was sitting in that he got hit in the head by the home run?
Yep, the 502-foot Ted Williams seat.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't 502 feet, though, right? Like, it landed 450 and then bounced to 500.
No, they originally thought it was 450.
Oh.
And then they measured and found out it was actually 502.
Wow.
So it's pre-bounce.
Okay.
33 rows up.
Well, 33 rows up behind the bullpen, and for those who don't know Fenway very well, the bullpen
is probably 6, 7, 8 rows past where it would start.
If not more. And it covers most of right field, minus the pesky pole and that kind of corner over there. So that you're saying that's maybe, if you want to say, I'm going to say 10 rows, right?
Yeah, I like 10.
Fenway is a small stadium, so lots of really tightly packed rows in there. So that's 43 rows beyond. That's interesting.
Now, splitting the first and second section. So there's a concourse right there.
Do you trust the measurement compared to like StatCast now? Because we've seen home runs like they showed one today during the Rays game. Adisel Garcia hit a home run that hit the banner on the back wall at Tropicana Field.
Aaron Judge hit one during BP as well that hit the banner in left field.
Or like at the Marlins home run derby when it was Judge and Stanton going back and forth. I mean, they were hitting it into the glass at the back of the stadium. I'm assuming Ted Williams' home runs are not going that far. So are we trusting this measurement?
You know what? I am, because it just accentuates and Paul Bunyanizes everything we love about baseball. They say to this day that red seat is one of the most sought-after seats at Fenway Park. It's not a season ticket holder. Like, it is a seat that if people can get that seat, they want it. And all it is a red seat in the middle of green seats, and it's where Ted Williams once hit a bomb 502 feet in 1946.
How many
June
people
9th.
That sit there don't know that they're sitting in a Ted Williams seat?
Oh, I'm sure 85%.
Or is it that sought after that every game the person who gets it knows what they're getting into?
I bet you there's some season ticket holders around there that probably look down and they go, okay, Jenny doesn't know what she's sitting in. Hey, Jenny, are you a big Red Sox fan? She's like, oh yeah, greatest Red Sox of all time is Ted Williams. Well, Jenny, you're sitting in a seat that Ted Williams once hit a home run to, you know, and hopefully Jenny is like, that's a long ways away. And hopefully, you know, Babs, you know, the 100-year-old season ticket holder is like, I know, I was there. It was amazing.
That is one thing that this is totally random, but related in a small way. One thing I'd like at some point in my life is to be a full season ticket holder to a baseball team.
Yeah, and just sit there all year?
Every year, go to every single game, or every game that I can. I don't want to sacrifice like family just to go to a baseball game, but go to a ton of games every single year and, you know, kind of be a part of that. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Just to rattle off some names.
Portland, you want to get a team?
Just to rattle off some names that were in this game, just for fun. Johnny Pesky, Fred Hutchinson.
Hey, the poll.
Fred Hutchinson, Dizzy Trout, Mickey Harris, Dom DiMaggio, Hank Greenberg, and of course, Ted Williams. Great day to be alive, huh?
Teddy baseball. Baby.
1946. He'd come back from the war. Thank God he survived.
Yes.
And was still slugging 500-foot home runs. A man not known for his power, still hitting bombs.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's that. If I ever see anything else pops up that kind of wets my whistle, that kind of stuff just gets me real excited. That is story time. When we come back, I want to get into the Padres. I want to get into the Phillies. We got fair or foul at the bottom of the 8:30. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.